It's in Florida. He's our own Florida boy. First time I ever heard of John, I never thought I was going to meet him so soon. He was singing, "He's just a swangin'," and he had this twine in his throat, swangin', remember that? And time went along, and it just so happens that he is no stranger to you folks. He is no stranger to this territory here. His sister used to work with everybody here, late Will McLean, Paul Champion. God knows who's the rest of them now, but he does know who they are. And he knows most of our Florida folk singers here, but you just never went up there. He is a very approachable person. And you can go up there and talk to him, and you think you know him all your life. One day he came down to the camp, and he said he wants to make a video. So Bobby Henry and them from Tampa came out to help out with his family. And those are my tribal members, and they will be here tonight, I think, right after the show here. We're going over here on the other side of Marble Stage, I think. Or is this a Marble Stage? What stage is this? Main Stage. So over this way, they're going to build a fire, and they're going to demonstrate to you. But anyway, Bobby was excited to help him out on his song, and the song that he wrote was called That Seminole Wind. But what was interesting about the song, that he hit every point that I think everybody is concerned about, but one thing in particular he may not have known about is that we're divided up in clans in my tribe. Not the one that wears them hoods now, I mean, you know, family trees. These family trees, we have 8 clans in Florida. I personally belong to the clan of the feather. We don't try to say which bird it is, just all the birds of the world. So I belong to the bird clan, or what we call clan of the feather. We have panther clan, we have wind clan, otter clan, snake clan, bear clan, toad clan, deer clan, did I say that? And bear clan. We do have a wolf clan, but they do not want to generally talk about being one and part of the wolf clan because of our own superstitions. Well, anyway, he dedicated this song to the wind clan without knowing it. And those are in the line of hierarchies in our system. The clan of the feather generally owns the earth. The clan of the panther generally owns the medicine, the law. They're the keepers of it. And then the wind, you can't live without it. So how he picked the word Seminole Wind to become an honorable song, I don't know, but without air, you can't live. So when the medicine man or the birds, when they're doing their ceremonial work, birds cannot fly without the wind. And then the medicine man cannot give life to the medicine that he makes without air. So, without further ado, John, you back there? There he is, John Anderson.
Thank you very much, Chief. Thank you, folks. How y'all doing out there this evening? Bear with us just a minute. Let us get fixed up here. Check 1, 2. Oh, yeah. This is better.
Check.
Was up on this stage, or maybe not this one, but I was at this same festival. I believe it's been 26 years now. So it's real good to be back. I want to thank all y'all for coming out. Thank you very much. How about it, boy? We ain't got nothing yet. Thank you. Appreciate it, man. Would also like to say that I know that there are several very young players and singers and writers. Probably not much different than I was back in 1971. And would like to say that for all of you that have been here today performing and playing, do go for your dreams. If you don't do anything else, go for your dreams. Work hard. practice hard and pray a lot, and just maybe things will all go your way. So that's for the younger people. For some of you out there that have been out here for a lot of years, I would like to dedicate my particular part of this show to the memory of Mr. Paul Champion and Jim Ballou, two very dear friends and wonderful teachers. Both of them were probably two of my greatest musical inspirations in my life, of all the people that I've met and run across. And these two fellows played right around Orlando there, locally, where I grew up. And I was telling someone backstage, they always made special allowances for me as I was too young to get into places where they worked. They would set things up and make allowances that that I would be able to come in and watch, and just watch and learn is basically what I did. And I'll always be beholden to those guys for taking good care of such a young kid who wanted to play so bad. God bless y'all. Can you hear us out there? And I'm just an old chunk of coal, but I'm gonna be a diamond someday. Yeah, I'm gonna grow and glow till I'm so blue, pure, perfect. I'm gonna put a smile on everybody's face. Yeah, I'm gonna kneel and pray every day. Unless I should become vain along the way. And I'm just an old chunk of coal now, Lord, but I'm gonna be a diamond someday. I'm gonna learn the best way to walk. I'm gonna search and find me a better way to talk. I'm gonna spit and polish my old rough-edged self till I get rid of every single flaw. Yeah, I'm gonna be the world's greatest friend. I'm gonna go around shaking everybody's hand. Yeah, I'm gonna be the cotton-picking rage of the age. I'm gonna be a diamond someday. Diamond someday. Yeah, I'm gonna grow and glow till I'm so blue, pure, perfect. I'm gonna put a smile on everybody's face. Yeah, I'm gonna kneel and pray every day. Unless I should become vain along the way. I'm just an old chunk of coal now, Lord, but I'm gonna be a diamond someday. Yeah, I'm gonna be the cotton-picking rage of the age. Yeah, I'm gonna be a diamond someday. Thank you. Take me down out of honor and some. Tell somebody. Take me down out of the monitors a little bit, my boy. This next song is one we had out not long ago. Honey, your love's better than money in the bank. It's Friday night, baby, get ready, set, go. I'm gonna take you to the Crystal and a picture show. Well, the sky's the limit, there's no price too high. Baby, you're the apple of my eye. Got my paycheck in my pocket and some gas in the tank. Honey, love's better than money in the bank. I wish I had a bass boat and a Z-28, y'all. But I guess that stuff will have to wait. Saving on a washer and a wedding ring. I want this love to be a lasting thing. Right at the top, but that's the way you rank. Honey, love's better than money in the bank. Goodness, thank you very much. But I get a little more of my guitar here in the monitors, please. This next song is No Dobro, they say. This next song is a song I wrote my good friend Mr. Lionel Delmore. Lionel and I have been fortunate to write songs now for about the last 18-19 years. And this song is called You Bend It Until It Breaks. Too many reasons Too much crying out loud. Yeah, too much being just another face in your crowd. Oh, and I've heard it before, time and time again. You say it's the last time, but it never ends. Yeah, how much more can this poor heart take? You bend it until it breaks. Cards, too many letters, strangers sending flowers, too much worry and staying up late for hours. It's plain to see you don't care about me. You spread it all around. Yeah, I'm tired of being the joke and the talk of the town. Time and time again, you say it's the last time, but it never ends. Yeah, how much more can this poor heart take? You bend it until it breaks. Thank you very much. Do appreciate that. I would like to say what a pleasure it is also being in this more than beautiful place. How about this place up here? I remembered the first time I was here just how beautiful it is. This is one of my favorite parts of Florida, is certainly this area along the river here. Which brings us to this next song. I wrote this song with Mr. Gary Scruggs, and this song is going to be on our next album. We have a new album coming out on Mercury Records in, I guess, the latter part of July. The name of this song is called It's a Small Town. The weather
sister. You can talk about small town. You can walk the city limits in a matter of minutes and talk about taking a walk. You can count the stars in the clear night sky or sit back and listen while the train goes by. Hey, it's a small town. They roll the sidewalks up, come around sundown. Hey, it's a small town, the place where we grew up and still hang. That rich young widow keeps talking to the preacher. Lord help their souls be saved. And Mr. Johnson's daughter flew in from Nevada when they put him in his grave. Tommy took a summer job in Pontiac. He's still writing letters, but he's not coming back. Hey, it's a small town. They roll the sidewalks up. Come around sundown. Hey, it's a small town. The
Thank you very much. Do appreciate it. This next song is also on the new album. This new album will be called Taking the Country Back, by the way. This next song has a little bit of a unique story to it. I wrote this song with a fellow by the name of Dave Caldwell from the group Bad Company. And, Dave came up to my house about 6 or 8 months ago, and we were to write some songs. And Dave asked me if I ever heard of the place called Sarasota. Wow, what a question for an old Florida boy, huh? Sure, I've fished in Sarasota, I told him. He said, really? He's from England, and he let me know then that he wanted to move there eventually. As they were on tour, that was where he went and spent his free time. And he's really found a passion for this place, the ocean and just the Gulf and the place around. I think the sunshine he was very much in love with. Anyway, he came to the house with this idea, and I said, well, we could write it about the place as well as maybe a woman, too. And I think we pretty much accomplished that. This song is called Sarah. Searching for gold, crossing the ocean like in days of old. And now that I've found you, I realize that you are forever where my heart lies. From sunrise to sunset, oh Sarah, you're as good as it can get. Oh Sarah, I keep my promise to come back someday. Oh Sarah, never change. I miss a siesta and water so blue. I dream of the wild sun and Sarah of you. In my heart there's a spirit like a fire, it burns. Watch over our secret until I return. From sunrise to sunset, oh Sarah, you're as good as it can get. Oh Sarah, I keep my promise to come back someday. Sarah never changed. From sunrise to sunset, Sarah, I keep my promise to come back someday. Oh, Sarah, never change. From sunrise to sunset, oh, Sarah, you're as good as ever. Sarah, I keep my promise to come back someday. Oh, Sarah, never change. Thank you very much. We do appreciate it. This next song is one we wrote about, I guess, about almost 14 years ago now. See how many of you, remember this one?
2, 3, 4. Neighborhood. Her name is Charlotte Johnson, and she's really looking good. I had to go and see her, so I called her on the phone. Walked over to her house, and this was going on. Her brother was on the sofa, eating chocolate pie. Her mama was in the kitchen, cutting chicken up to fry. Daddy was in the backyard, rolling up a garden hose. I was on the porch with Charlotte, feeling love down. My toes and we were swing. Yeah, just a swing. And Charlotte, she's as pretty as the angels when they sing. I can't believe I'm out here on a front porch in a swing. A swing. A darling, she's the apple of my eye. But when I'm on the swing with her, she makes me almost high. Charlotte is my lover, she has been since the spring. Just can't believe it started on the front porch in the swing. We were swing, yeah, just a swing. Yeah, Charlotte, she's as pretty as the angels when they sing. I'm out here on the front porch in a swing, a swing. I said, little Charlotte, she's as pretty as the angels when they sang. I can't believe I'm out here on the front porch in a swing, a swing. Thank you very much. And this next song is a song that I wrote with my good friend, Mr. Kent Robbins, and it's a song about sometimes just the way things are with growing up and raising kids and being a parent. It's called I Wish I Could Have Been There for That.
Baby Kate was born, it was the biggest day of my life. Lying there, little bows in her hair, in the loving arms of my wife. I was the proudest papa in the USA. Making a living on the road somewhere, 1,000 miles away. Was a happy day, but kind of sad. I wish I could have been there. Yeah, I wish I could have been there. I wish I could have been there for that. Little Bobby hit his first home run. He was a hero of the hometown crowd. 2-1, it was the winning run. Everybody was cheering loud. And Mama, she was smiling, saying, he's a chip off of the old block. But I was was on the road somewhere between Memphis and Little Rock. It was a happy day, but kind of sad. And I wish I could have been there. Yeah, I wish I could have been there. I wish I could have been there for that. Now Bobby and Kane are all grown up and moved away. They stay in touch. We're proud of the two good kids we raised. And it's hard to believe we're celebrating our 25th year today. This party's nice, but the kids aren't here. At least they call to say congratulations, Mom and Dad. I wish we could have been there. Yeah, I wish we could have been there. I wish we could have been there for that. It was a happy day, but kind of sad. I wish they could have been there. Yeah, I wish they could have been there. I wish they could have been there for that.
Thank you. Once again, thank you very much.
We do appreciate it. We just about got time for one more here. And once again, I'd like to say what an honor and a pleasure it is to be here this evening. I'd also like to wish our good friend, Mr. Vassar Clements, congratulations on his wonderful career of 50 years so far. Vassar, you ain't near through yet. Don't get no ideas. But we're glad to be here to help celebrate that. And I'd also like to thank my good friend, Chief James Billy, for having us here. And I'd also like to thank him especially for his help in helping a dream come true with a video on this song.
Silver and for gold and leave the empty homes. And way down south in the Everglades, where the black water rolls and the sawgrass waves, the eagles fly and the otters play in the land of the Seminole. And blow, blow, 7-0-N. Blow like you're never gonna blow again. I'm calling to you like a long-lost friend, but I know who you are. And blow from the Okeechobee all the way up to Micanopy. Blow across the home of the Seminoles, the alligators on the road. How about a hand for Mr. Bobby Henry and the Seminole dancers here? We couldn't have done it without you, brother. God bless you. Took its toll, and in the name of flood control, they made their plans and they drained the land. Now the glades are flowing dry. And the last time I walked in the swamp, I sat up on the cypress stone. I listened close and I heard the ghost of Osceola cry. Blow, Seminole wind, blow like you're never gonna blow again. I'm calling to you like a long lost friend, but I know you. And blow from the Okeechobee all the way up to Micanopy. Blow across the home of the Seminoles, the alligators in the garden. Y'all, God bless y'all. Thank you. We love y'all. Once again, how about a nice round for Mr. Bobby Henry and the Seminoles here?
Mr. John Anderson, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank y'all, and God bless y'all.
Big hand for Mr. John Anderson. Thank you, John. We appreciate it. Great show. All right, folks, we've got a lot more to come. We've still got a great act coming up, and we want all of you to stay right here with us because we've got a lot more here at the 45th Florida Folk Festival. Now, where are you going to find this except right here? All right, while we're setting up the stage, we've got a few people that we need to say some special thanks to while we're getting ready to bring Vassar out. First off, we'd like to thank Mr. Ernie Williams. Ernie's been doing the MC work for you tonight. He does a great job every year. Thanks, Ernie. My name is Wayne Martin, and I'm going to be announcing a few things here for you. We want to also thank all of the staff of the Museum of Florida History for the hard work that they've done to put this great festival on for you. That's right. Give them a big hand. And we want to thank all of the people with the Park Service for allowing us to be here in their park and have this great festival. And we also want to pay a special thanks to the many, many volunteers that make this whole thing work, because without them, this festival would not occur. Thank you to all the people that spend their entire weekend and dedicate it to the Florida Folk Festival. We appreciate you. And, of course, we want to thank the good Lord for keeping the rain off of us tonight. It came pretty close, but we managed to get by without it, and we appreciate it. We want to remind everybody that the festival will continue tomorrow. There's still an awful lot for you to do and see. There'll be plenty of stages going on tomorrow, and we'll have another big show right here tomorrow night at the amphitheater. We want all of you to be sure to come back out and help us close out this festival tomorrow night about this time. Be sure you go by the apprenticeship area and see all the things over there, all the crafts areas, still plenty of things to look at, and all the great food vendors patronize the ethnic and cracker foods and all the other things that we have down there. We want you to all be sure and partake of them. There will be a Seminole stomp dance and bonfire tonight after we get through here. It will be up in front of the museum building up there, and we hope all of you will go by there. This is a very special thing that we really appreciate the Seminole people being here and allowing us to be in on. I understand that not many people outside of the tribe have seen this, and so it's a great opportunity for you to see part of their folk culture here tonight. So that'll be immediately following the act here as we get through. All right, we've got a fellow that we're going to bring up now that as a fiddle player myself, it is a great honor for me to be able to introduce him. He is a Florida native, and that we're proud of. And he was born in Kinard, Florida. Yeah, which is right over in Calhoun County where I'm from. And at an early age, when he was very small, they moved down into the Kissimmee area, and that's where he sort of grew up down there. And that's where he became known as the Kissimmee Kid. He is celebrating this year 50 years in show business. I think that deserves a round of applause.
Test.
He has 5 Grammy nominations to his credit, and he started at the age of 14 playing for none other than Mr. Bill Monroe. He spent 7 years with him, and then later worked with Jim and Jesse. A lot of you around this area probably remember that, because that was right over here at Live Oak when they were here. Spent about 4 years with them. And then in 1967, he moved to Nashville, and that's where he came into prominence, not only as a solo artist, but he has recorded with just about everybody in Nashville at one time or another. When he started playing, he did not try to imitate anybody else. He has created his own unique style, and that, ladies and gentlemen, is what makes a great artist. We know that Bill Monroe was the father of bluegrass music, but Vassar Clements is the father of hillbilly jazz. Let's all give a great big 45th annual Florida Folk Festival welcome to none other than the legendary Mr. Vassar Clements.
two.
I'm checking, 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 one, two. Thank you very much.
Mr. Soundman, could I get a little bass in the monitor, please?
No. Yeah. Okay. Bass man wants some monitors.
Bass man, bass sound man.
Sound man wants, okay. Thank you for coming out and being with us tonight. I hope you're going to enjoy yourself.
That's better.
We have, ever since we've been here, and we'll continue through tomorrow. I wish we had another day. Anyway, you want me to tell them who you are right now? Wait for a while. Reggie, where's your coat? Where's your coat? This is terrible. Okay, I'm going to tell you who they are so I won't forget it. Reggie Harris, North Carolina, on the guitar on my right. Ray Owens on the keyboard, back here in the almost in the dark. And Boyd Deering on bass.
Thank you.
John Mateague on drums.
Yes.
Did I say it right? And they're all familiar, another John McEwen on the banjo, right? We're going to do one, something that we did today. This is called Hillbilly Jazz. One, two, three. Thank you. a Merle Travis tune called Me and the Doggone Blues. Thank you. We're going to get Reggie, turn him loose here on a good old tune called Black Mountain Rag. You ready for that one? Great musician right here.
Thank you.
that hobo or the... We're going to do a tune from Olden in the Way. That was a group made up of Jerry Garcia, David Grisman, Peter Rowan, John Kahn, and myself. And this is on the last CD they put out. It's called High Lonesome Sound. Is that the one you want to do?
Yeah.
In G. Ready? One, two, three. Get your mama, get your papa, get your sister, get your brother, Aunt Lucy, you're gonna show up to John. How to do the boogie woogie while they kiss the cousin, chase the chicken out on the old back lawn. Y'all come with one another, just do a little picking, everybody now gather round. The campfire's burning and tonight my heart is yearning for the side of the old campground. And that high, lonesome sound, when that evening sun goes down, I'll be crawling on the ground, when I hear the fiddle play the high, lonesome sound. Well, bring along your lawn chair, setting in a fresh air, cooler for the drink and watch the show. There's horses dancing, clog dancing, syncopated music playing, girls are looking pretty, don't you know? Look at old Grandpappy, he's a feeling kind of snappy, dancing like he don't care. He's over 93, he surprised you and me, dancing to the music in the air. And that high, lonesome sound, when that evening sun goes down, I'll be crawling on the ground. To hear the banjo play the high and lonesome sound. Well, young ones, old ones, look like they're having fun, enjoying the country view. Telling all those jokes about the 96 vote and how this grass got blue. Hey, Mr. Fiddleman, play us all a little jam. Building a rose uncle pin taught him to play a riding on the back of a mule. And that high, lonesome sound, when that evening sun goes down, I'll be crawling on the ground, hear the fiddle play that high, lonesome sound. Thank y'all, lovers of progressive hillbilly. Well, as long as we're going back, let's stay back for a while. And, while we're doing good.
Yeah. Okay. And one of my favorite songs that Peter Rowan ever wrote, Midnight Moonlight.
If you ever feel lonely and you're down in San Antonio, beg, steal, or borrow three nickels and a dime, call me on the phone. I'll meet you at Alamo Mission. We can say our prayers. The Holy Ghost and the Virgin Mother will heal us as we kneel there. In the moonlight, in the midnight, in the moonlight, midnight moonlight. In the moonlight, in the midnight, in the moonlight, midnight moonlight. If you ever feel sorrow for the deeds that you have done, no hope for tomorrow in the setting of the sun. And an ocean is howling for the things that might have been. And that last good morning sunrise will be the brightest you've ever seen. In the moonlight, in the midnight, in the moonlight, midnight moonlight. In the moonlight, in the midnight, in the moonlight, midnight moonlight. If you ever feel sorrow for the things that you have done, beg, steal, or borrow three nickels and a dime, call me on the phone. I'll meet you at Alamo Mission and we can say our prayers. The Holy Ghost and the Virgin Mother will heal us as we kneel there. In the moonlight, in the midnight, in the moonlight, midnight moonlight. In the moonlight, in the midnight, in the moonlight, midnight moonlight. In the moonlight, in the midnight, in the moonlight, midnight moonlight. In the moonlight, in the midnight, in the moonlight, midnight moonlight.
High time flies. I tell you what, we just got started, but I'll tell you what, we'll do it again tomorrow. They tell me we've got time for one more, so we're going to try one. How much time have we got? Just one more. Okay.
One more.
Let's do a Listen to the Mockingbird and then Bring Everybody Out. No. Yeah. Bring Everybody Out. Chief Billy, John Anderson, and everybody that wants to come out that's been up here on stage that will help us do a circle. We're going to do this one more, and then we're going to get them all out here. This is called Listen to the Mockingbird. Much. Thank you. All right, if we can get Chief Billy and John Anderson and everybody out to do well, the circle, we want to thank you once again for coming out and being with us. You've been wonderful. As I always knew in Florida, you got to be. I want to thank Ken Crawford and all the people helping him. I tell you, everybody's just been wonderful. I couldn't ask for any better treatment anywhere.
Well, let's hear it for all the acts that played tonight, because I thought everyone did great.
Don Broom here. Yeah, Dan, am I saying it right? Okay.
Thank you. was standing by my window on one cold and cloudy day when I saw that hearse come rolling toward you, carry my mother away. Be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by. There's a better home waiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky. But I could not hide my sorrow when they laid her in the grave. Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky. But I could not hide my sorrow when they laid her in her grave. Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a bed on the way in the sky, Lord, in the sky.
You folks sing too.
Oh, that woman you are taking, Lord, I hate to see her go.
Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a bed on the way in the sky, Lord, in the sky.
Sing it with us now.
Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky.
One more time.
Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better home awaiting in the sky.
One more time, let's go.
Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a bed home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky. There's a better home awaiting.
Sing it with us.
In the sky, Lord, in the sky.
Great. You sounded great.
Vassar Clements.
Big hand for Mr. Vassar Clements. John Anderson. Chief James Billy.